Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
TalkSTL.com, Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the War Room of the O'Keefe Think Tank, this is Real Spoilers, episode 133, the box office report for the week ending November 8th, 2015.
Meh.
Suck it. And there aren't even any outtakes to play of me screwing it up, so Kevin can like drop them in and be like, nope, nailed it.
Take that, October. We're already done with you.
Yes. So
man, that's weird.
That's just crazy that we're this far already.
The way time works
is insane.
Have they changed how time works for you or something?
It's slowed. It's sped up more than anything.
Yeah, that's called aging.
I know.
It's only going to get worse.
Great.
Spoiler alert: next month is December.
I don't want to talk about it.
But you know what? Halloween's over, so you can already start decorating for Christmas, right?
Or Hanukkah.
My next door neighbor has put up her Christmas lights yesterday.
Already?
And I don't mind.
Are they on?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
Are they like Griswold lights or just kind of like
all
or
blue?
The icicles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't even like say, oh, it's an autumnal feature.
Right. No.
When I drove up today, I was going to ask, are those last year's lights that they just, they met the point where they have to just leave them up, or did they actually put those up November? First.
Somewhere around Labor Day, you're like, well.
See, I have friends who put them up like a couple weeks ago, but they're not turning them on until after Thanksgiving because they were worried about the weather.
Yeah, warm weather.
That's using your brain.
Yes. I think we're actually going to do that, but we're not going to
turn them on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine.
Holiday active mode until after Thanksgiving, people.
Yeah. All the stores.
It's already started.
I don't understand why this is confusing. Not until you see Santa Claus and the Macy's Day Parade. That's when it starts.
Okay.
That's when it starts. Now, if you're a retail establishment, obviously you need to get your stuff
you
up.
You start
like
in
when
May.
They unlock the door of Macy's, after you see Santa Claus, they can't be like, hang on.
Yeah, putting up the crap.
We got to hang up some tinsel. Like,
no, we got some planograms to do real quick. Stand at the door.
I get a couple weeks out, you know.
Yeah.
But, although I will say Disney, boy, they got it down. I've been there at the changeover.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, because we like to go in December when they Christmify the park. And I've been there at the early part of like, where you walk in one day and there's nothing, and you walk in the next day and it's just like Santa Claus ejaculated all over the park. And I'm like,
that's not snow?
No, that's not snow.
Oh.
And that now you know why it tastes like that.
like magic?
Yes. Like salty magic. It tastes like magic.
How do we rate this episode?
I thought it was just like the salt water from like the Orlando air.
Yeah,
it
tastes like,
not.
Nope. Tastes like magic, but smells a little bit like bleach.
Well, I regret
all
those.
It depends on how much citrus you eat.
Yeah. Well, you're in Orlando.
That's
like,
true.
Like, yeah, there it is. Yeah. Like you said.
Mm. I'm not eating all those snow cones next time I go. Yeah.
You don't even want to know about the Dole Whip.
Okay. Now you're crossing over.
That's the line.
I
think we might have lost Disneyland, Matt.
Yeah.
He might have been like, I draw the line.
Yeah.
Santa that's ejaculating.
Don't give away the secrets.
Yeah.
Why do you think Matt's getting all those promotions? He's in charge of the Dole Whips, right?
So, but yeah, so it's just amazing though how quickly they like flip a switch and like that park is just decked out.
Well,
yeah.
I noticed like a couple weeks ago. Well, okay, so before Halloween, because I traditionally would go out the day after Halloween and pick up a lot of Halloween decorations because they're cheap.
Sure.
They started knocking that stuff off and hit the prices on those before Halloween.
Yeah, a lot of places are discounting before Halloween.
Yeah,
it's like
what? Because I happen to walk in to get some stuff for my daughters.
I believe in the Halloween community, they call that Orange Friday.
Yeah, and I'm like, what happened? So now it's all screwed up because now we're discounting before.
But it's great though. But now you can go decorate a few days before Halloween and get discounted stuff
so
for this year.
If you're a lazy bum,
you're
winning. Congratulations!
Yeah. It is. It's great news for procrastinators.
Yeah, it
really
is.
It
totally
paid
off.
And it makes sense though, because like Halloween Day, like if you're waiting, I mean, people aren't buying stuff usually that close. So all the people that are ready, they have their stuff, and then that in between crowd isn't going to buy till clearance. So
so
it's perfect.
So you know,
so you get the choice stuff.
Yeah, that's, see, now everybody should know. You can just get
you
it
just,
early.
You give away your secret.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to take your stuff. And that means next year it'll be even a week earlier.
But it's like,
on clearance at Labor Day.
We got to get this stuff out of here before this holiday so we can get this Christmas stuff out of here before. Are they going to do that before Christmas? Or are they going to wait till after?
That's a good call.
You know what's not on clearance at Labor Day? Pies.
Those are double price.
That's for you, Kevin.
Thank you.
We should probably go around and introduce ourselves.
I mean, whatever.
After they sat through all that, they might be like, who are these witty chaps
who Disney should send the cease and desist
to? I'm Chico Chavez.
I'm Dan Craney.
I'm Joe Battisi.
I'm Kevin Brackett.
And I am Tom O'Keefe. That's Chico's married name. He's very progressive. He took his bride's first and last name.
How is Chico doing?
Fantastic.
Fantastico is what he meant to say.
Yeah.
Is what he meant
get
to
it right.
Say.
Yeah, I think it's Chica.
So some shameless plugs and show notes. Don't forget that we are available on the iTunes, so feel free to go there and rate and review and subscribe to us. That helps us a lot. I know we beg for it every week. It's because it matters. We wouldn't beg for it if it didn't matter. We're like that. Well, we might.
Yeah.
That's true. You make a valid point. I retract that. Also, don't forget that we are available. I did that part. Don't forget that you can also find us on Twitter at Real Spoilers. Or I almost went into the last part of the show, plugging my own stuff. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/RealSpoilers. And you could join our League of Show Sharers. So when you're on there and you see an episode, and you can share it with your friends. And if you like the show, then from a marketing standpoint, there's a high degree of probability that they might like the show. So you could introduce them to that, and then you could be buddies, and you could have show listening parties and sit around in your pajamas and listen to the show.
And it makes a great Christmas present to join someone else to the League of Show Sharers.
Yeah.
Get them a subscription.
If someone walks away from their computer, you should just hop on and subscribe on their iTunes.
Can you whip up like a gift certificate they can put in stockings to be part
stocking
of the...
Stuffers, it's a great membership for the holidays. Forget that Best Buy gift card.
Oh, they would just use it on Real Spoilers anyway.
Yeah.
They still have Best Buy gift cards?
That's still a thing?
Yeah.
Why?
It's like the Best Buy that I used to frequent looks like a ghost town now.
Is that but they're very antiquated.
Yes.
So it would stand to reason.
I thought that all of them were starting to look like that.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, the one in Crestwood looks like
that is your problem.
Like a methadone clinic. They're just like, here's a Blu-ray.
You need Best Buy.
They're selling HD DVDs still.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you want it on Betamax or HD DVD?
Digital audio tape. Yeah. We've got a great deal on mini disc players.
Would you like one of those? We can put it in your car. We can install it for you.
We have some DivX left over from Circuit City.
You need a Best Buy so you can, before you make that major purchase through Amazon or Newegg, you can see what it looks like in real life.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah, I like this.
Good.
Get the internet prices. Just go there and take them for all they're worth.
Are they matching now?
Oh,
they
are.
They do.
But
you still have to pay tax.
In most states now you do have to pay tax. Like if you buy through Amazon, we're one of the few states where you don't have to pay tax, because the way it works is there's
a distribution center.
Right. If they have a physical location within your state, you have to pay sales tax. Well, Missouri is one of the few states left that doesn't have a physical distribution for Amazon. So Amazon, stay out of our state.
No, we will, because there's wanting so bad to be able to do same day delivery.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
When that happens,
I'll take the 2 day. I'll take the 2 day delivery.
We'll get the distribution center, and then we'll be
paying
tax.
There's nothing you sell that's so important. I need it at 8% more in a day.
But that's every store.
Yeah.
Snake venom like, antidote?
Yeah.
I'll wait that second day. I don't want to pay that sales tax.
Precisely.
I'm just a little numb.
I'll be fine.
It's just got I've got it cut off. It's fine.
Joe, suck it out.
Well, all right.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nope. No.
Nope.
No.
Not going to go down that road again.
You're going to die.
There's my new ringtone.
You just got grosser than Santa Claus ejaculated on Disney World.
That's what you do when you get bit by a snake. Someone has to do it.
Creepy Kevin.
Did you think it didn't have to be Joe in your little fantasy snake bite world?
Get that moniker off me.
That's fantastic. I'll find a way to bring it back. It's fine. So people who have joined the League of Show Sharers this week, he said, attempting to redirect things delicately. Ryan Breidenbecker. Did I get it right this time?
I don't know.
He'll email.
Yeah. I think that's a fake name.
I think it is too. Disneyland Matt, who personally built the Utilidors, which is weird because Disneyland.
Who named their kid Disneyland?
Well, it's very fortuitous.
They knew.
They were. His parents were prescient. Yeah.
It's like when you name your kid Alfred or Jeeves.
But he built all the Utilidors himself by hand.
Or Candy.
Like Casey Jones.
Who names anyone Jeeves?
I don't know.
Is there someone
I'm just saying.
Named Jeeves?
Challenge like accepted.
Jeeves.
He was a very inquisitive child. Lane LeVanway, motivational speaker.
50 Cent romance novel cover artist.
He shared the show. Tim O'Saban, which
Timo.
Seems appropriate since he was on it. It'd be kind of a dick move not to, but thank you. It's happened.
So for those that listened last week, the songs that were ending the episode was Fragile Porcelain Mice, which was the band that Tim was a part of.
For the box office. Yeah,
for the box office. Yeah. For both.
No.
You did it for both.
No, the second. No.
Oh, it wasn't?
Second song was Zombies from Hell by T-Ride.
Oh, all right. So on the box office report was Fragile Porcelain.
Correct.
Yeah.
Concept of Grief.
Yeah.
If you're trying
to. That's a good song.
Yeah. And for our non-local listeners, like, that's a very divisive band. I like Fragile.
I do too.
But the vocals are very unique. So you either, it's kind of like Rush. I mean, they sound nothing like Rush, but it's like Rush in that you either like love that sound or you just cannot stand it.
I am in the latter part.
As am I. I like Fragile, but
No. I mean Rush.
Oh, well, yeah. I like Rush too. Rush. Yeah. Got an autographed Rush poster. Upstairs. Upstairs. I'm pointing up. You can't tell because it's a podcast.
I hope you're pointing to the exact spot it would be upstairs.
It would actually be more like there.
Okay. Yeah, because I think you actually just pointed to Vince Neil, but...
Oh, damn it. So, other people that have... Brent Smith, Chris Anders, Timmy Tuzoons, Travis T. Witt, who works for Boeing.
Really?
Not radio.
I think he might have been in radio.
Well, he installs the radios inside of the planes.
In the jets, because those are long flights sometimes.
Yeah. Have radios. Uh-huh.
And then Dustin at Nerds and Night Gaming. So thank you, everybody, for sharing it, and we appreciate it. Like I always try to remind people, if you do not hear your name, please do not take offense. It's probably your privacy settings. So
just send us a message.
Quit being so damn protective of yourself and your privacy.
And we'll say thanks.
It's Facebook.
Facebook's already selling all your...
We'll send a thank you drone. So, and then, Kevin, you said we have an email?
Well, I think this would be a good opportunity to transition to an email from Travis T. Witt Whittington.
Oh, how about that?
Yes, wow. So here I guess we maybe would have gotten an answer. He says, "Hi, everyone in the war room of the OK Think Tape." Oh, Think Tank, sorry. "First off, you all are great, and you are my go-to knowledge base for movies. I have listened since the beginning and have loved every podcast. I am a proud member of the League of Show Sharers, and I'm doing my best to spread the word. As to your question about my name, T-Wit, no, I'm not in radio. I actually work at an IT firm in Creve Coeur. T-Wit is my nickname in high school and how most people know me. It is a mix of my first name, Travis, and my last name, Whittington.
Ta-da.
Sorry to disappoint. Keep the podcast and laughs coming. Travis T-Wit Whittington."
Well, thank
there
you,
There it
Travis
is, T-Wit.
Yeah.
Your name is now Jeeves. Sorry, Travis.
We expect to see a new driver's license.
Correct.
Scan to us next week.
Numbers and everything, the whole shebang.
So there. I think we've done all that.
We do have another email from Harry.
Oh, here we go. All right.
He said, "I heard the complaints about my spoiler for Friday the 13th, so I would like to say to Joe I was wrong about that spoiler, but I am not the person who paid that much attention to Friday the 13th that
you're not paying that much attention. It's the whole part of the movie.
No, Joe. Yet I am the person who is trying to buy all 12 movies in the series. Carrie kills most of the school. The Terminator doesn't kill Sarah Connor. What's-His-Face stops He Who Walks Behind the Rose from killing him. Ash kills all his possessed friends. Eli is a vampire. Jenny dies. I am not Joe Battisti. Joe Battisti is me. And I love Birdman too much to spoil it." Wait, saying that on here might make you guys spoil it. Chicken noise.
Do we spoil Birdman?
We didn't do Birdman, but okay. I'll spoil it for you. The ending was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
There.
So
that's what the script
you can't
said.
Really, yeah, you can't spoil the ending because it's sort of like, well, I don't know.
So what
make
is,
whatever you want.
So what is the like ending?
Choose your own
did
adventure
he,
novel.
Exactly.
Did he kill himself?
Or did he fly away?
Did he
away?
Fly away?
That's the thing.
It's the wibble wobble. I mean, it's the Inception ending.
Yeah.
But I did see, speaking of
it was
that,
all an autistic kid's dream. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. In a snow globe. So speaking of that director, I saw a trailer for The Revenant before Bond.
Oh, which one's that?
Cannot wait. That's the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Inarritu.
Yeah. So I cannot wait to see
that. That's the one where DiCaprio was like, this was awful.
It looks awful.
Like the filming of it. Like this, the whole.
He did it. He
well,
did
no, no, no. Yeah.
I mean, they actually. I mean, shooting on that location.
Right.
Which
yeah.
Looks like a,
the climate and everything was like.
Yeah, this is one of those roles where it's like it's like a vacation.
Translation: give me my damn Oscar already.
What else do I have to do?
This role is totally a Daniel Day-Lewis method acting. You know, type. Yeah, give me my Oscar. So that's it for emails.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess now we will turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin has his abacus at the ready. Kevin.
I do, Tom, and it looks like, to no one's surprise, Spectre came in number one at the box office.
Wait, was that this week?
No.
Whoops.
I saw Peanuts, the movie.
I saw the Peanuts movie. Did you hear about the sadness at the Charlie Brown movie?
No.
Three kids died. They had Peanuts allergies.
Oh, for God.
Come on. File.
Jeez.
File it.
File it.
Yeah, and then they couldn't call for emergency, right? They're like,
oh, jeez.
Have you ever seen that SNL skit where they do that?
Uh-uh.
Like, I can't remember when it was. It was probably the 90s.
I remember.
Yeah, like someone gets hurt, or Charlie gets hurt.
Yeah.
And like the ambulance comes up and it's like, he's like, I can't understand what you're saying.
I think Horatio Sanz was in that one with a big peanut mask.
We talked about this last week, but they were actually able to sort of embody the Peanuts characters through makeup really well.
Yeah.
Unlike the Today Show thing, which is horrifying.
I'm still having
creepy.
The night terrors.
Yeah. Which will haunt your dreams.
Yeah. I was like, you guys aren't even close.
Well, sorry, Peanuts movie. You lost out to Spectre this weekend, which I believe had the largest UK opening of all time
last week
when it opened.
Yep.
But it opened this week in the US, $72.5 million, almost 4,000 theaters.
That's pretty good.
You think they'll make another
one? That's what The Force Awakens is going to make in like an hour.
Yeah.
I think The Force Awakens...
It's already made that
off of me. How many times I bought tickets for it?
Yeah. So it already had $80 million foreign from the 2 weeks that... Or from the 1 week that it's been open. So it's up to $153 million worldwide. I don't have a budget on it yet, but...
I bet it's probably...
pretty...
$120,
$150.
Yeah, it's going to be...
It's got to be higher than that.
Those dramatic pauses ain't cheap, man.
Daniel, did you know Skyfall, which of course is the highest grossing Bond movie of all time, it made like $1.1 billion. That
total?
Was an incredible. Yeah, worldwide, $1.1.
Which is almost, interesting coming off how bad Solace was. Yeah.
I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was just not as good. Casino Royale was so strong.
In the grand scheme of Bond movies, it's not as bad.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the entire thing. Yeah.
If you watch budget is over $300 million, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can believe it.
I believe it. I mean, there's a lot of that. You know, I mean, shooting on location like that.
Yeah.
With a number of people that they have in their crew. Yeah, these are expensive movies.
I just can't believe
it. A lot of it shows up on the screen.
Yeah, it looks like a $300.
Yeah, not in a good way. But
you've got Oscar winner Christoph Waltz. You have Daniel Craig, who just made them $1.1 billion.
They would not be impressed with $1.1 billion.
They'd be like, you're not getting $300 million.
Yeah, somebody called George Lazenby.
I was actually talking about per minute in the that was in the box office.
Spectre was grossly over budget compared to Skyfall, which was $200 million to produce, and they said it's somewhere in the $300 to $350 million budget range. That's not including the marketing.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
But it's going to make a billion.
Like $100 million of it was that new Aston Martin, probably.
That was a pretty
That was $1 million.
That car was?
That car cost $1 million. It's a $1 million prototype.
Yep.
So
the guns didn't even work.
And I think there were six of them for the movie, so that would be $6 million if I read correctly.
Well,
there.
I mean,
Math genius, slow down.
He's
got the abacus.
Yeah.
Come 2018.
I mean, I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't like $1 million for all six, but I think it was $1 million each.
Well,
so.
Come 2018 when the Avengers is going to cost you $1 billion.
$1 billion budget.
But it's
It's
they're gonna make that back in toys.
It's a 6 hour movie.
That's
though.
True. Yeah.
Essentially. So James Bond doing pretty well. I mean, it's recouped about half of its budget so far, and 1 week domestic, and we don't know 2 weeks. I could have done another 70 overseas, so we'll just have to wait and see next week what that one's looking like. Number two, the Peanuts movie opened to $43 million, so not too shabby.
Did you hear about the tragedy that
all
happened?
Right, all right.
Didn't we already go over this?
Do we do this already?
Yeah, we did this one. But I don't have a budget on that one yet either, but $45 million. What would you guys guess? It's Blue Sky, so it's not Pixar.
They probably did it for under $100.
Yeah,
I think so.
They got to be happy
maybe
with
50
that.
Maybe 50 to 60 million.
Especially they did 43 opening against a juggernaut.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
And let's be honest. I mean, one of the big things that this movie is going to do is it's going to get the Peanut brand back out there. Yeah. And they're going to sell a lot more merchandise from the movie. So, yeah, I mean, like, even if they come in slightly under budget, they're going to make it all back in merchandising. Yeah. So they're not going
to
care.
I mean, it's nice to see that Peanuts doing something, you know, that's current that isn't just a MetLife.
Yeah, it's right. Nice, I guess it's nice to see that it's still a thing.
Or worlds of fun.
People still get it.
Did you see
Kansas City?
I did see it.
What'd you think?
The older I get, the less I like Peanuts.
Yep.
It's so, especially by today's standards, it's so dry.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
There's just nothing happening in those things.
You know what? I've found this, because my brother-in-law hates Peanuts, hates them. And I still have a fondness
for the characters, and I like the strips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, I think...
To stretch like it over like a half an hour.
The Christmas special and the Great Pumpkin, like those still, to me, is like hold up.
I think it's a nostalgia.
I think that's also absolutely correct. Yeah.
I find them really good to encourage a nap.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's put this on. Oh, good. Everybody in the room fell asleep.
I think they're just from a different time. You know, when those came out, they were great. And like, I enjoyed them growing up. And now we're just in a different world with different cartoons and media on the internet. And Peanuts just seem a little old timey.
Oh, they are.
They are. And they try to update it. And I can't tell what the... I know when Charles Schulz died, he had it in his will that you were not allowed to make new Peanuts stories. And so...
Interesting.
And so there's been a handful of things that have come out since he's died. The biggest was probably, until now, obviously, was there was a direct-to-DVD release called Happiness is a Warm Blanket.
How long ago was that?
2-3 years.
Okay.
It was really well done. It looked more like the old animation than what you have here, but an updated version of the kind of in between, but it was great. It looked great.
Yeah.
Like probably clean, like on the computer, like it emulated the animation, but they computerized it. So
and
it was...
also what I liked about it was it went with more of an older character design. So Snoopy looked more like a beagle.
Okay.
And you know, that kind of like elongated snout that he used to have. And what they had done was they had taken old strips, and so they would find strips that were based around a theme. So they found a lot of blanket strips, and they kind of strung them together, they built the story
out of that. That's how they were able to get
it. I can't tell if that's what they did here, or if somehow they've just found a way to completely obliterate that request.
But his family, like his grandson is involved with this, and I don't know if it's his son, but it does. There's some... clear Charles Schulz DNA and directly involved in
and
this.
There always has been like that's so, always and that yeah. what that Mendelsohn guy or whatever like I think he's still involved in some capacity as much as he can because he's got to be like 100 but it definitely has the feel of the old strips, but it also kind of has a disjointed feel that it does when they string those strips together. And when they had that that Saturday morning cartoon for a while, it was basically that they were just adapting strips, and you could tell by the pacing that it was like
a two-second segment at a time.
It really it was like set up, punch, set up, punch.
Did they do like Tiny Toons? You know, Tiny Toons had like maybe two or three different stories going on at a single episode.
It was, but not intertwined. It was more like you'd get like a 10-minute segment about rerun on the back of his mom's bike.
Okay.
And then you'd go into a Snoopy Woodstock thing, and then you'd get another segment about a baseball game or something.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
But they were clearly like, because especially as the strip progressed, it got a little bit more sequential in nature and less sort of isolated gags.
Right.
And so they would kind of pull those stories out of, you know, and try and recreate them with cartoons. So I don't know if that's how they got around that with this Peanuts movie, or if somehow, like I said, they found a way to deny a dying genius's last request.
Look, man, you're gone.
But that being said, whether you like the movie or not, it doesn't undermine Charlie Brown. I would say the closest thing that it comes to undermining Charlie Brown is that it does have a bit of a happy ending. Not a Disneyland Santa Claus happy ending, but kind of the happy ending that you don't normally get from Charlie Brown. Like, it's always kind of bittersweet.
Yeah.
And they do kind of give you the actual, like, you know, like he has this moment of like, everybody loves you, Charlie Brown.
He's able to kick the football.
Not quite. They don't do that.
Okay.
But it was kind of like, but that's not what happens in Charlie Brown. So
one of these days, he's just going to run up and kick Lucy in her face.
Yeah.
That's what he needs to do.
That's about what Lucy deserves.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Or he just learned his lesson and be like, no, I'm not going to go run up and kick that
football. Charlie Brown is going to rage one day. I mean, that is. There's only so much a person can take. These kids are so mean.
The kid's been bald forever, so I mean, he's pretty resilient at this point.
If you read the strip, it's subtle, but it all takes place just outside of Columbine.
That's a big long chicken noise.
I read on Wikipedia that the Peanuts movie actually had a $100 million budget.
Wow.
So I don't know if a lot of that goes to the Schultz estate. You know, I don't know if they like have to pay. Yeah. Blue Sky has to pay to be able to make
they
it.
Pay
you know,
a lot
something.
Of money to the. To Red Baron Pizza.
Yeah, that's what it is. He should be the mascot for that. Get rid of that stupid Red Baron guy and put Snoopy on there. And number three, the Martians, still hanging around
Wasn't he on some of the Red Baron pizza boxes for a while?
I think he was at one point, yeah.
It would make sense.
I'm pretty sure they used him for a marketing campaign.
Oh, they should.
They've whored out peanuts over the year.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been on everything.
They really have.
Yeah.
Number three, The Martian.
They're on the Daikon shield. They put them on everything.
No, they didn't.
They're the herpes of the marketing world. Yeah.
No, those are the minions.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The Martian week six only took a 21% drop. It made $9.2 million. It's up to $196 million domestic. Foreign, another $250 million. So we're up to almost $500 million worldwide at this point.
Go science.
On $108 million
budget. Not enough to build a rocket to Mars. Sorry. Matt Damon.
That's why what's his name lost his Aliens movie.
Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah,
I think it would have been cool.
I mean,
it's only based on, like, you know, we see renderings and concept. It's like, wow, this is going to be great. It's like, yeah, you just saw some pictures. I mean,
yeah.
We've seen pictures for lots of movies that were like, that's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah.
But I also think, I mean, right now, like, Ridley Scott is on a race to make every movie ever. Right. So
he's getting up there in age.
So
he's got what? Another more Prometheus stuff and Blade Runner.
And then the Gladiator sequel.
Are they doing that?
No.
I was like, what?
Although, I did read that there actually was a planned Gladiator sequel at one point.
Yeah.
That was he come back as a zombie?
No, it like he's like resurrected by Roman gods. And like, yeah, he's like...
All right. I mean, I would, if you're going to go that way with it, all right.
Starring
cool.
Dolph Lundgren. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be one of those where they change like the second movie is a totally different guy.
Lou Ferrigno as exactly. Maximus.
Yeah. The Martian not doing too bad. Number four, Goosebumps, still making a little bit of money, $6.9 million, a 29% drop. That's at $65.6 million domestic, and that was on a $58 million budget. They do have a little bit of foreign money, $18 million foreign. I'm not sure if they had that last week, so they're up to $85 million worldwide.
I wonder if those even come out foreign, like if the books are even a foreign... property.
I think they are in like 100 different countries or something.
Right.
They're translated to a lot. I'm pretty sure I read. Number five, Bridge of Spies, in week four made $6 million. That's a 28% drop. And that is up to $54 million on a $40 million budget. It has made $12 million foreign, so it's up to $67 million worldwide at this point. Number six, Hotel Transylvania 2, Joe's favorite movie of the year. $3.1 million.
Just wanted to be out of the top 10.
It's taken a while.
I know.
47% drop in week seven. That's at $160 million domestic, $217 million foreign. It's almost at the $400 million worldwide mark.
Great.
So Sandler's pocketing a little bit of change there.
Screw Adam Sandler.
All right. And
guess you like him more than we thought.
Yeah, jeez.
Well, no. Just going to be rude about it.
Number seven, Burnt, in week two. It took a 40% drop, and that's only $3 million for the Bradley Cooper film. That's at $10.2 million domestic and $4 million foreign, so it's at about $15 million worldwide on a $20 million budget. Yeah. So I don't know. They might.
It seemed like a really small movie anyway. Like they didn't. There wasn't a lot of press for it, and I guess...
Yeah, but I don't think the merchandise
probably
is going to sell well. Yeah. They're screwed
knife,
on that.
It's a knife block.
With Bradley Cooper's face on it.
Those spatulas are going to sell themselves. People. Come on.
Those nonstick frying pans.
Hey, somebody's going to pick up where Paula Deen left off.
Oh, no, they don't.
That stuff got marked down. I don't even think it got marked down. I think they
just
I think
gave it away. Marked
down. No, I think they pulled it out of the store and they just pulled. Because it's not like. I don't think her name was actually on the pots and pans. I think they just pulled them all out of the box and put them in Rachel Ray boxes and shipped them right back out.
Sold like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until Rachel Ray goes on a racist rant.
Rachel Ray. She's a bitch.
Really?
I served her at Blueberry Hill. She is rude.
Really?
She's and like
why am I not surprised?
I've read a lot of stuff online that she's like that pretty much everywhere. She's a handful. No, she was one of the rudest customers I've ever had.
Huh. Well, he's waited on me.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Screw her. She's no Giada.
Oh, dude.
Let's be honest.
That's a good point.
Do you know how many, you know, the ratings on cooking shows as soon as
she
started
when
she got a show? Oh, my gosh. Number eight, The Last Witch Hunter, is still sticking around, but it's in week three, so it's almost fallen out of the top 10 already. It's $2.3 million, a 55% drop. That movie's only made $23 million domestic.
Good.
It's made $60 million foreign, so, you know, it's the type of action movie that does make up a little bit on the foreign side. So it's at $85 million worldwide, but what a disappointment for another Vin Diesel franchise.
Whatever. No, it's not.
Well, I mean, for him it is.
Yeah, fine. I think at this point he'd just get used to it.
I think you mean another attempt at a Vin Diesel.
Right. How many is he going to start before he just...
As many as it takes.
...makes more Furious movies. So I can't believe there's going to be 10 of those things before it's done. Three more, right?
Yeah, they're going to do three more and then they're done. Well
sure.
Then
this they'll
story,
renegotiate.
Yeah, this story is done.
Like, did you? I mean, when I saw that movie...
Those things have stories?
Not really.
When I saw that first movie, I'm like, oh, cool, car racing movie. Like, I enjoyed it, but like, I never... Sitting in the theater,
Ja Rule.
Thought,
I mean, come on.
10 movies of that.
10 Fast and Furious movies, but only 2 Cannonball Run movies.
Yeah.
And only 1 Gumball Rally movie.
Yeah.
So
it's so weird because that goes into like slasher territory.
I think that Mother Jugs and Speed sequel is probably in turnaround.
I would rather see it. I have not seen any of the Mother Fast Jugs. And Furious, and I'm kind of now it's like, oh, now I got to make it to 10 that I have to ignore.
You haven't seen a single one?
Not one.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
No, I just.
One is good.
If I didn't then, do like, this, I wouldn't
I,
have
yeah.
seen any of them.
And you're more responsible than I am. So. I mean, well, we're in your basement. I suppose if we were in my basement, it would be a different story.
And number nine, The Intern, still sticking around in week seven. So they're making their way slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely.
And it made $1.8 million, only a 25% drop. It's at $71 million domestic now and another $108 million foreign.
Oh, wow.
I am amazed by that foreign.
Yeah.
Dollar. I mean, I know it's De Niro, you know, who translates, but it's still such a cutesy, like,
yeah,
it seems very American,
right?
You know, cutesy movie, but $180 million worldwide on a $35 million budget.
Even more impressive, it's only screening in the afternoon.
Showtimes,
you know,
like, are
all from like 3 to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's late for some people.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are all
Calm down, senior
matinee prices, too.
Yeah. Oh, so that's true. They're all early.
That is a good point.
Yeah, these are like $4 or $5 showings. So.
This movie's only in 1,000 theaters, but it's still bringing in money. So.
See. That's when the best parking is available.
I think we're going to start seeing some more De Niro cutesy old guy movies with this kind of box office.
More? Can he make more?
I don't know. Well, no more. What was The Family? No more action movies for De Niro.
Man,
it's all
awful.
time for the...
Well, no, he's making a Scorsese
he's
movie,
yeah,
right?
He's yeah. getting the band back together for the Scorsese movie.
Oh, God, and he's making a raunchy movie with Zac Efron.
Oh, that's
called
right.
Dirty Grandpa.
Oh,
it looks so
the poster,
bad.
The poster is The Graduate.
No.
Yeah, yeah. It's
no.
a ripoff of The Graduate poster.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. With the with where Anne Bancroft has her leg, up and yeah. you see Benjamin...
Oh, the poster ripped it off. It's not
oh,
a,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
a remake.
No, no, no.
Okay, okay, just making sure.
Yeah, that would be...
But I watched the trailer for that, and it's like...
Somehow I find that more interesting than what they're trying to do.
Oh, right.
What are they trying? I don't know anything about
Dirty Grandpa. It's a road trip movie where he makes a lot of dick jokes, right?
Yeah, Zac Efron is engaged, and the grandpa wants to go out for like one last trip. I mean, I could be butchering this, but whatever. He's wants to go out for one last trip with his grandson or something, or his grandpa just wants to go on
a
trip.
His
somewhere.
Wife died, and now he realizes he can party.
That's, is that what?
That's really what it is.
Okay, yeah, so his wife dies, and then Efron goes out with him, yeah. and then they both are like
they go to Daytona Beach.
He's hitting on
like spring break.
Yeah, and De Niro's hitting on chicks, and you know he's De Niro age, and he's being all dirty to the. It's just looks
and
bad.
Aubrey Plaza's like,
oh, is this
over.
A holiday movie?
Is she in that?
No, yeah,
well,
all
right.
He squirts sunscreen all over.
Yeah,
but I mean, is it coming out during the holidays?
Okay. I do like Aubrey Plaza.
I don't think it's supposed to be a holiday movie, but
so it's a one man Last Vegas.
Yeah. I just like every
well, the only
every holiday we have there's always one movie that's guaranteed to be the
this
guy gets ready to go out with his friends for the one last blank.
Oh, I would say the holiday one this year is
there's a Seth Rogen one.
Yeah,
now that
Mackie.
Looks hilarious.
Yeah, I really want to see
everyone
that
has seen that is talking about how good it looks. I agree.
I love Christmas comedies. Like it's just something like I love having those to go to. And every time I see this trailer, I'm like, I cannot wait for this movie.
and then there's the obligatory terrible Christmas movie called The Whatevers, where it's the last name of the family.
The Cranks.
Yeah, there's always
the Cranks.
There's a Coopers one.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man.
There's a Christmas with the Coopers.
Yeah,
or like
this
that,
one looks terrible. I mean, they all look bad, but it's that generic, it's the holidays, and our family is so dysfunctional, and we all have to... I mean,
you want to go see a dysfunctional family Christmas movie? Go see Krampus.
Krampus.
Holy hell.
Since they've showed that online, I was like,
"Yeah,
that's a thing.
That is a thing."
Yeah,
with like a comedic cast.
It's
I don't know what's gonna happen.
You got Toni Collette,
Adam Scott,
and
the guy from.
Yeah, I really want
to
see it.
We're gonna have
probably
to talk
gonna be
about
terrible,
that.
But I really want to see
and
it.
That's got the kid from Jurassic World.
They kind of went all in on it though.
Yeah, no, the little kid.
Well, I mean, Krampus is a pretty big thing in cultures outside of America. So I mean, I didn't know that. Yeah,
yeah.
God, there's like 1,000 different iterations of him too.
Huh.
But he's basically the evil Santa Claus.
Yeah. Oh man, I mean, I think
he's the yin to Santa Claus's yang.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Speaking of Santa Claus's yang, Tom, I don't know if you want to talk about getting on that some more. Oh, I'm sorry, Wang.
Yeah.
I misheard you.
Don't look shocked, Kevin. We did like a 10-minute bit on Dole Whip.
You don't want to sit on his lap sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
Hey,
why don't you come over here and sit on my lap? We'll talk about the first thing that pops up. Like, you don't want to. That's the Santa you don't want to go to.
Dirty Santa. Number 10, rounding out the top 10, Paranormal Activity, the Ghost Dimension, is already pretty much out of the top 10. $1.6 million, a 53% drop in week three. It's made $16 million domestic, $40 million foreign. So pretty big foreign box office. $56 million worldwide.
On a, what would we say, 17?
Yeah, this one actually had a substantial budget for these movies. But it's about to come out on VOD in the next week or so.
Yep.
So I guess we'll see if VOD is strong enough to do anything.
I would be interested to see what it does.
There's no way it will meet the last one theatrical.
No.
You know?
No. It still seems like if VOD was the goal, they should have released it in time.
For scary movies around Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah.
For it to hit VOD
you
the
put
week
it out,
Halloween.
You put it out for, what, a month prior?
Just in time for Thanksgiving. It's Paranormal Activity.
Right. It's just very odd. Very, very odd.
Yeah. I think that what I think they're banking on was getting theater money for Halloween. And then VOD for the people that didn't see it.
Right.
But when half the theater chains in America don't show it, it screwed them over. But they wanted the box office for that.
Swing and a miss. Yeah. That's over
now. And the box office is over as well.
Oh, good. Cool. Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
So I guess that's it for this episode. We will go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
I'm Blake Fahl. You can find me on Twitter at Epic Fahl, F-E-H-L.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67.
That's it.
All right.
I don't think it was a weird pause.
I was like a .com for some reason, but it was like,
Jesus, Joe.
At DanGrady67.com.
I was like, that's not it.
That's not how that works. On the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21.
And I'm Kevin Brackett. You can follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett/Facebook.org.
And I'm Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at RogerKubert.biz. Or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, we will be there waiting for you at Facebook.com/RealSpoilers. Or you can email us at RealSpoilers@ReviewSTL.com. Follow us on Twitter at RealSpoilers. And of course, that's Real with two E's. Just a friendly reminder in case you've forgotten from the phone that you're staring at that features our logo that says Real Spoilers with two E's, but you never know. Maybe you're overhearing this in a friend's car.
That's true.
You don't know.
Yeah. You're like, hey, what is this?
So don't judge me.
Yeah. And you think this show might be a sequel to The Real Ghostbusters.
Yes. Filmation's The Real Ghostbusters. Yeah. No, wait. No, Filmation was
the other one. With the monkey.
They were the original Ghostbusters, right?
I don't know. They were the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That always messed me up. Because I was like, oh, the Ghostbusters. Yeah, and you put it in, I was like, oh, what the hell?
They were counting on that. Yeah.
I hate that show with the ghost and the monkey. The monkey. It's like, what is this?
There's no
skeleton.
I remember they would put them side by side. And I was like, oh, cool. But they never had the picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it just had the title. And yeah. I was like, oh, sweet.
Ghostbusters.
And you put it in, you're like, oh, what the hell?
That was the business model.
Yeah.
They just happened to own the rights to a TV show called Ghostbusters. Yeah.
They were the asylum of their time.
Yeah. They were. They forgot the Ghostbusters that you think of as the authentic Ghostbusters just didn't bother to lock down the rights.
Who would have thought it would have been a cartoon?
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, I think they paid for the rights so they could use the name, but they didn't preclude them from, they didn't anticipate that they would create their own
brand again.
Yeah. And yeah, because it was like a very short-lived television show with Forrest Tucker.
the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah. It was a Forrest Tucker.
It
was in that age of like F Troop had just ended and it was like what they did, the Far Out Space Nuts. That was like Forrest Tucker.
And Jim Neighbors?
No, it was Forrest Tucker and Bob Denver.
Yes.
And then, but there were they kept trying to recreate those kind of wacky Gilligan's Island type shows.
Yeah.
And Ghostbusters was one of them with Forrest Tucker.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And what was the other guy from F Troop? Larry Storch.
Larry Storch?
Was he in that too?
It might have been.
Yeah, but anyway, that's, you know.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and it that's lasted, a weird well to be fishing
it lasted
out
like
of.
A season, and then they and
then you got the,
and then it went away to be forgotten, except for the fact that
they had the name.
They had the name. Sometimes you're good. Sometimes you're lucky.
Yeah. You know? We'll just have to file that with Gilligan's Island in space or whatever.
Yeah. Gilligan's Planet.
Yes.
So, but anyway, we went off on a tangent right at the very end. We were almost out of here.
So close.
So don't forget, coming up on the very next episode, we will tackle Spectre. Joe was very disappointed to find out that this did not feature Hal Jordan.
I know.
He was misled.
I was hoping for Christmas, Alan.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He was like, I've been lied to. But instead, it's a James Bond
movie.
Dude,
I would watch the shit out of that movie.
What are you going to do? So, all the way to the end, and he drops
saved
one.
It. I saved it.
The streak is alive. So, anyway, coming up on the next episode, we're going to tackle James Bond and Spectre. You've been warned.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.